Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Central Wisconsin listeners will note we're back on the air after a frustrating time to try to get our equipment to send you our signal. Thanks to the help of many people, you can again hear Northwoods Cafe, World Radio Network, Polka, Bluegrass, Swing Shift, Country Legends, This American Life, WXPR Jazz, and many more programs. We want to thank all the listeners in the Wausau area who called us with concerns. We hear you and invite you to call us again should you have problems getting our signal in central Wisconsin. A Town of Newbold employee began a relief drive today and tomorrow to get needed items for hurricane victims and take the supplies there. T.J. Balonis said he would take his personal vehicle there with supplies to Texas or Florida. Town Clerk Kim Gauthier says they've been in contact with relief agencies and details the type of donations they hope the public provides.
Basic everyday items like toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, mosquito repellent is another big need. They've got a lot of water, obviously, there, and now the mosquitoes are cropping up, so they're having to deal with that. So there are families in shelters who have children, so they're actually in great need of diapers and baby formula, soaps, razors, some shoes, flip-flops, some cleaning supplies, and non-perishable food items at this time.
Gauthier says Balonis approached the town board about the effort. They felt they should support him and the people in need.
He has some military experience with rescuing people and helping people out, victims of earthquakes and other tragic situations. And so we wanted to come alongside TJ and support him as a town and as a community and give him a full trailer send-off.
Items can be dropped off Wednesday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Newbold Town Hall. Gauthier says you can call her at the Newbold Town offices for more information. People heading out on Northwoods lakes and streams are likely not finding wild rice in abundance this season. DNR Wetland Habitat Specialist Jason Fleener says for the second year in a row, the wild rice crop is well below average.
So last year was notably a poor season, and this year is really no different. Overall, in the Northwest, in the Polk, Burnett, Washburn County region, rice is faring a little bit better, but generally below average, whereas in the Northeast, in the Vilas Oneida area, we're seeing some pretty poor crops this year.
Fleener says our wet spring hurt the crop.
But overall, what we saw this year was some pretty heavy rainfall events early in the growing season, and that really impacts rice growth. So where we're seeing high waters, where we're seeing very sparse or no rice at all.
Fleener says in general, rice is maturing later than usual on most lakes, so harvesting later is better to ensure more rice falling into the lakes as seed and better rice for eating. A comprehensive look at wild ricing in Wisconsin is available at the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission's webpage, Off-Reservation Wild Rice Management. The DNR also has a webpage on wild rice at its website using the search box feature. Weather conditions still feel summer-like, but the calendar says the annual influenza season is arriving, and agencies and businesses are offering flu shots. Community health specialist Maria Otterholt at Oneida County's Health Department says you can get the flu anytime, but it's most prominent in the fall and winter. She says there are several groups of people who benefit the most from a flu shot.
So some individuals are at higher risk from getting the flu, and that's anyone who is maybe 65 years and older, children who are really young, pregnant women, if you live in nursing homes or maybe have different chronic medical conditions, you really want to make sure that if you're in that higher risk category, you're coming in and getting your flu vaccine. But it is recommended for absolutely everyone to get a flu vaccine one time per year.
Otterholt says they also have a special shot for older adults.
So the high dose is specifically designed for those individuals who are 65 years and older. And plain and simple, it just has a little bit more of the antigen in there to protect you against the flu. So it has a better immune response for those older individuals. So we highly recommend that when they come in, they get that vaccine and have the absolute best protection they can have against the flu this year.
More information is at the Oneida County Health Department and other health departments around the region. Weather forecast for tonight, some fog late, otherwise clear, low 48. Wednesday, sunny, high near 80. Thursday, sunny, high 79. Friday, sunny, high near 77. First chance of rain comes later Saturday night into Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.